Hi guys, today we will be talking about TV series that will or will not stand the test of time by starting with American Horror Story. I'm Plumman.
And I'm Danny.
American Horror Story, Danny, what specifically do you think about this show?
Well, I don't know, there are a lot of things to think about. It started in like 2011, which is almost 10 years ago. It's one of my favorite shows, to be honest, and...
But why? Because it's been pretty much for 9 years in the air now, so it's...
Yeah.
It has to have something to keep her interest for that long.
I mean, I guess it's the anthology aspect of it, right?
Yeah.
Could you explain what maybe an anthology is?
Yeah, this is actually... An American Horror Story is a very good example of it, because it was one of the first shows with this type of storytelling, because every season focuses on a different story. So, for instance, in the first season, the topic was around Murder House, and then with each season, they had something different that they wanted to explore.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, every season is so new, and it has a new setting, it has a new time period, new characters, but they're all played by recurring actors. So we have actors who play multiple roles in multiple seasons.
Exactly, and in the beginning, to be honest, I had some sort of a problem with that because I was really confused when I saw this character representing one specific actor, and then you see the new season, and then they talk about the actors, the characters that they played in previous seasons. So I was like, how is this even possible? Because it's kind of really confusing in terms of, you know, that this is the same actor, but the characters that they're talking about is as if they're different and not. So that really got me confused in the beginning.
Yeah, but you have to think about that, like, the actors play different roles. Like, in the show itself, they are completely different people. So we kind of see them as, like, similar to the other characters. But you have to understand that, like, the people in the show, they look like completely different people to them.
Exactly.
So that's kind of, like, the mind fuck.
Yeah.
Are we allowed to swear?
But it took me a lot of time to make this differentiation between the two.
Yeah. I think the best way to start is going after every season chronologically, right?
Yeah.
Because there are 9 of them.
Exactly.
As of now. And then finally, we'll come up with our rankings, our personal favorites of the seasons.
So let's start by Murder House then.
Yes, season one, Murder House.
The beginning,
all started.
Exactly.
It all started with the Murder House. Basically, I began watching actually when they were already at their fourth season.
Yeah.
I don't know about you.
For me, it was quite late. I think they were in the middle of season 7 or something. So I jumped the wagon pretty late.
Oh, that's really late.
Yeah.
Wow. I think season 7 was like 2018, right?
Something like that. It
like,
was after the elections in the US because it was focused on post-Trump.
Yeah.
The post-Trump era. Wow. Yeah. But like Murder House. I think that was the season that really hooked me in, not only because it was the first season, but because it was really strange in terms of all the other shows that were on air at that time. And I think that at that point, I didn't really have that much other shows that had these horror elements in them. For instance, there was The Exorcist, which had already aired at the time when I started. But like when you go back in 2011, when the show premiered, you didn't really have that many shows like that. And especially, as we said, anthology series.
Yeah, so basically, what was Murder House about? So the title speaks kind of for itself. We have this family moving into this new house, so basically the start of every horror movie. So the characters that we meet already from the start is...
But they move into this house and then they start noticing that their neighbor, Constance Langdon, is very often present there, as if there was something that connects her to her. And then we also see, we meet the new maid, who has been in the house for years and years.
Yeah.
She was amazing.
I was really mindfucked the entire season.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know what I was getting myself into. You know, because every episode we have different characters introduced, you know what I mean? Like, we have...
Exactly what you mean.
You know, we have that, like, neighbor girl with Down syndrome.
Yeah,
one episode dedicated to her. Okay, then the other characters, like the couples, the
twins, like that. Exactly.
Whatever. And then it turns out like they were all murdered there.
And that it was all linked to the current story. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like, so that was kind of like, whoa.
And then also like one of my favorite characters from that season was not only the maid, hands down, amazing actress, but then you also had try to guess actually who I'm talking about. One of my favorite characters the seasons. Yeah.
Is it one of the main characters or?
Sort of.
Like the dad? No, I don't know who.
Well, spoiler alert, one of my favorite actresses in the show is Sarah Paulson. So, of course, her character was one of my favorites in the first season.
Did she even have a significant role in that season?
In the first season, not really, no. But this character actually made a comeback
yeah.
in one of the later seasons. I think in season 8, because she got this Lifetime show. And also in the 5th season, when she went to hotel, she actually went there to make another season of her Lifetime show there.
Okay.
So, like, it was, she had a recurring role.
But that's for later. That's for later. yeah, basically, what kind of, because it's so long ago that
yeah.
I think we all have seen season 1.
Yeah.
I've seen it only once.
Yeah.
I don't know about you.
The first season, yeah, I've only seen once.
But do you remember any episodes or any, like,
yeah,
that stood out?
Yeah, exactly. Like, there was one huge plot twist that really stands out, and that's the moment when we all come to realize that Violet was actually dead this whole time. So that was a huge plot twist, and I
yeah.
even remember the moment that this happened, I just paused the episode. I was literally yelling in my room, and it immediately rang through, I think, the third...
Mm-hmm.
biggest plot twist in all of the TV shows that I've watched up until then, after Game of Thrones when they killed the dragon and one-shot her from the Vampire Diaries.
Yeah.
So that was pretty outstanding.
Yeah, but what about you? So you saw the first season, but did you realize it was an anthology series when you started?
Sort of, yeah, because like I told you, I joined quite lately, so
okay.
I already
yeah.
knew that it was, every season was...
Okay.
tackling a different topic.
Yeah, see, I didn't know that.
So were you disappointed in the second
season?
No,
I was pleasantly surprised, actually.
But what were you thinking? Because you have this murder house, and then you go to the second
yeah.
season with Asylum, which is very different. So what were you, what the fuck? Am I watching the same show?
Yeah, no, obviously I knew I was watching the same show. but yeah, it's something new. It's one of the first of its kind, right? This like,
mm-hmm.
anthology series. I mean, yeah, on television, like TV shows, we don't see a lot of this.
No.
We do have like TV shows that focus on different characters each season, but this is like entirely, like everything is different each season.
Keeps the story fresh.
Yeah, it does. So this ranks
season.
This pretty high, like high bar the first season already.
But the second one was better, like
yeah.
at least for me.
Yeah. So let's move to the second season, shall we?
Asylum.
Yeah. Titled Asylum.
My personal second favorite season of the series. I don't know about you.
Really? I don't know. I have a weird relationship with Asylum because
yeah.
when I first watched it, I was really freaked out. And I didn't know
dark.
What to think about it.
Yeah.
And it was really random. Basically, all of American Horror Story is random, but especially this season, you know, with the aliens.
Yeah.
I don't know, they introduced the aliens,
yeah.
by the way, and they never came back later. That's random, but yeah. I think compared to Murder House, I liked Murder House better.
No, what
than
the fuck?
Asylum, yeah.
Nah, like, Asylum for me was outstanding just because of how dark it was and
uh-huh.
all of the gore that it had, especially, like, with the whole vibe that it had of this enclosed building where Lena Winters, Sarah Paulson's character in the season, she was just trapped inside and she couldn't get out.
Mm-hmm.
So just the whole feeling of this despair that she had, this was really moving for me.
Mm-hmm. So what about the characters? Like, which ones, like, which actors do we see? Like,
well, I think the most interesting character arc was devoted to, of course, Jessica Lange's character.
She played the nun, or...
Yeah,
I think she
the
was
main
the
nun.
Yeah, and...
So just seeing her from the beginning when she was this really disciplined, really rigorous nun who was just always there to punish people
yeah.
and to get them, you know, to believe in God and to
yeah.
do the right things, and then to see how she was actually replaced and how broken she was, because first of all, the woman, the man that she was in love with didn't really have feelings towards her, and she was just... going nuts about that, and then just taking all the power away from her and seeing the main antagonist for
yeah,
her.
She was definitely the strongest in this season. Like, I especially liked her singing. Like, I don't know if you remember it, like, the she did like a song, like a musical song in one episode. Yeah.
With the jukebox?
Yeah, I think so. It's called The Name Game. Yeah. And like, I was so surprised. Yeah. I think that was my favorite episode, like just pure because of she sang. So yeah, you don't remember?
I remember her singing in the first season, but not in the second.
She didn't sing in the first season.
She did. In Freak Show, she did. Elza Mars, yeah. She Freak had performances. Freak Show
was the fourth season.
Yeah, exactly. The fourth one.
Yeah, that's later.
Yeah.
No, but yeah. Oh, and by the way, like, this one takes place in the 60s. So we have a time jump. We didn't mention that Murder House was taking place.
In the present day.
In the present time. Yeah. But yeah, we, like, go back to the 60s for this season.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where the whole anthology thing kicks in.
And there were also a lot of references about the acceptance of homosexual relationships at that point.
Yeah.
So we see Lana Winters, who had a girlfriend, but it was sort of
We see her go through conversion therapy.
Yeah, which this was actually the reason why she was trapped inside the asylum.
I had never seen anything like that. Like,
yeah,
that was horrifying, that conversion therapy.
Yeah.
And then, but yeah.
Was it Bloody Face, the name
Bloody
of the serial
Face?
Killer? Yeah, who kidnapped
her. That
was
his name?
That was just insane.
Yeah.
Because, like, we all had this hope that he was going to be the guy who was going to get her out of the asylum. And then what happens is this guy just kidnaps her because he is in love with her. And then he rapes her. And later on, well, we're going to discuss this a couple of minutes later on.
Uh-huh. So do you have anything else to add to
For
season
asylum.
Two? Anything?
Just that it was
asylum.
Outstanding. I don't know about you, but it was definitely one of my favorite seasons.
It's definitely one of the stronger seasons, I agree. But yeah, I don't know how we'll compare to other seasons yet.
Truth be told, it's actually the only season that I have rewatched.
Really?
Yeah, because I wanted to watch it with my brother. I was really recommending the show to him, so he was like, okay, so what's the best season?
Yeah.
I was like, Asylum!
Guess the only thing I rewatched from that season.
From that, the episode where she was singing, probably.
Not even the episode, just the whole part where she sang.
Let's move to the third season then.
Ooh, season three, Coven.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm already biased here.
Yeah.
So I really love this season.
Everybody does.
It's the season I rewatched like three times or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was so good. It was really, really good.
Okay, so full disclosure, this is an unpopular opinion here, but I am really confused as to why people really love Coven that much. So I think this is a great opportunity to get to know why.
Yeah, because like, you have people like who absolutely love it, and then just people who don't care for it.
Or in the middle, like, yeah.
Not even, like, I don't think there are even people in the middle, because it's such
that's
a...
That's me.
That's you?
Yeah.
Well, okay, Coven.
Yeah.
So, where are we with the whole storyline?
What
do
you...
The setting?
With the witches, but what do you like about it?
So, I think it's just the whole... Okay, first of all, the storyline is... immediately really interesting. So it takes place in present day again, like 2 years after Murder House. Correct? I think so, because it's the third season.
Okay.
So it takes place in New Orleans,
mm-hmm.
and which is already like one of my favorite locations in any like TV show.
The originals?
yeah, witches, you know?
Of course.
Witches and vampires. But anyway. So this season is about witches, and I immediately love this theme, like, about witches. More specifically, the Salem witches, which is another thing. Like, every American Horror Story season has, like, elements of real American urban myths and legends.
Does it?
I think so, yeah, which is really interesting.
The first season, what was the connection then?
The first season was, like, some characters from the Murder House. You had like the Black Dahlia reference. You had the Winchester references, the Piggy Man references.
Yeah,
and Asylum, I think maybe that was a Bloody Face serial killer in the past. I don't know.
Could be.
But anyway, the Salem witch witches in season three. First of all, my favorite characters, played by Jessica Lange, a witch. She played a witch there, the Supreme Witch.
Exactly.
And we get introduced to Emma Roberts, which is one of my favorite actresses on the show. And she played also one of the best characters on the show, Madison.
Montgomery. Yeah. Yes.
Yes. And we also get introduced to Angela Bassett.
Yeah.
The voodoo queen, playing the voodoo queen.
And Kathy Bates, actually.
Kathy Bates, yes.
Oops, Kathy. Yes. This was her first season in the series, I believe.
Yeah. It really, like, took out historical facts, like, these things, like, really have, not exactly, but, like, they took real historical characters.
Yeah.
You know, like, Marie Laveau, the voodoo queen of New Orleans back in the day.
Yeah.
But turns out she's immortal.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Kathy Bates' character, I think.
And she was the character she played was a real person in the 19th century.
Is she immortal? Can we meet her now, then?
You don't want to meet her.
Not witches. I don't know why. I thought, like, the story really began really interesting, mm-hmm. but then, I don't know, the ending was really anticlimactic, especially with the...
Yeah, I agree with you.
With the Supreme of Jessica Lange's character, the way that she died, she just died, and I think she was trapped somewhere mm-hmm. with this guy who was in love with her, but she was not in love with him. So it was just like, what the fuck?
I think everyone just died on American Horror Story. It's just, you don't know what to expect. Mm. But, like, I think because season 3 really had a plot, like, they were looking for the new Supreme. That was the overarching theme of the season. Yeah. It kind of gives you, like, motivation to stay watching and to root for some of your favorite witch characters, you know?
Francis Conroy, definitely.
Weren't you rooting for, like, a witch to become the Supreme Witch?
No, because, like, I only rooted for one witch, Francis Conroy's character.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but, like, she wasn't really a contender.
She was a really funny character. But,
yeah, especially not my the favorite. Hair and everything. And when she was smoking the cigarette.
Yeah.
So
I think the dialogue as well, what kept me, like, why the season is one of my favorites is the dialogue, because it's so funny. It's especially between Jessica Lange and Angela Bassett.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember there was a scene in her hair styling studio or whatever it was, mm-hmm. that they really exchanged some really nice lines.
The best, you know, the best dialogue in all of American Horror Story.
But that's because they're very talented actresses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course they are. And I think it's also because, you know, the whole theme is the Salem, which is also
really interesting. Yeah, you really are biased.
Yeah.
You really are into witches.
I mean,
imagine.
It's interesting, right? So, yeah.
Apparently, yeah, because, like, this is the only season that they actually wanted to continue later on.
Yeah,
like,
you're right. With season 8.
Yeah, but also with Murder House, which was not your favorite.
Okay, yeah.
So, yeah, that was the only two seasons that actually got a crossover and were continued later on.
Yeah.
And do you know, like, some juicy stuff? This was actually the reason why for the Emmy Awards, they were not eligible anymore to be nominated in the limited series category because they had too many continuing storylines from previous seasons.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So that's the reason why they were removed from this category, and the only one that they were able to apply for was actually just drama series in general. Yeah. So they didn't really get that many
nominations. For season 8, you mean?
Yeah, okay. Onwards. From season 8 onwards. So I think in the 8th season, only Jessica Lange's character got a nomination for the best... guest appearance.
We'll get to the 8th season later because I have a lot to say about that.
All right.
But anyway, season 3 doesn't rank high on your list, probably.
No. Season 4 on the other side. Season 4 was Freak Show. That was a very different season.
Yeah, season 4. So that's why I began watching the whole show.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think it's also one of the best seasons of American Horror Story. Yeah. It was Jessica Lange's last season.
Yeah.
So she went out with a banger.
Definitely.
At the end, her character. So what's the storyline of season 4?
Well,
it takes place in the 50s in a freak show in Florida, I think.
And this was a really interesting period because this was exactly the moment in time when people started watching television at home and they didn't really go to circuses or to these freak shows. So you see how Elza Mars, so Jessica Lange's character who owns this freak show, she is kind of struggling of getting people, like, attracting a bigger audience because there are even less and less people over time. Mm-hmm. And she has this really big group of freaks that she loves and they have sort of this family.
What intrigued me the most were definitely the people, the freaks, you know, the different types of freaks. And sadly, how they almost all get killed in the end. But it was definitely a season I don't know what else to say about this.
The one thing that stood out for me in this season particularly was the scene where you had Jessica Lange, Elsa, with Pepper when they were saying goodbye. Oh. And when they sent her...
Pepper.
Like, yeah.
Let's talk about Pepper.
Pepper.
Because, okay, Pepper appeared in season 2, Asylum. Yeah. And then we see her again
in season 4.
In season Freak 4, Show. Freak Show.
But what we knew from season 2 was just that she killed her nephew.
Yeah.
In cold blood. And that's the reason why she ended up...
in the asylum.
Yeah. And then in season 4, we move on to see that she was actually first...
framed.
Yeah, and that she was a freak in this Freak Show of Elsa Mars. And that she was actually sent after... I think after they ended the whole Freak Show.
I remember it perfectly. Like, she got immediately convicted when even the judge looked at her, which was like...
Yeah.
It says a lot about the whole culture thing, specifically in America.
I remember the one with, again, Sarah Paulson's character, Bette and Dodd, with the two heads.
All of them.
That was super strange. Like, just imagine filming that the whole time. She literally had to do all of her scenes twice.
Yeah.
Which is insane. But yeah, Freak Show.
So do we have any iconic characters from that season?
Pepper. Definitely. Pepper. Yeah.
I think also Elsa, like, the character played by Jessica Lange. I mean, she sung, like, two... What I like about Freak Show as well is the songs they sang.
Yeah.
They're all super catchy. But the catch is, like, the songs they sing, like, were songs that are out, you know, in the 21st century and not in the 50s. Which led to a lot of, like, criticism from people. And also the twins, the Siamese twins, also sang their song. It was, by the way, Bad Girl or something by Fiona Apple, which is one of my favorite songs.
All right.
Yeah.
But yeah, we got to say goodbye to Jessica Lange. Sad
that's
day.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
So let's move to the fifth season then.
Fifth season.
Hotel.
So that's where I actively followed American Horror Story every season. And then we got a new cast, like the lead, Lady Gaga, which she got nominated for and won.
And she won, her first Golden Globe nomination and win.
That was she was the most iconic character, I think. But Hotel, like, what's the whole
Hotel was
deal
about
with Hotel?
Vampires, and it was really, like, I really liked, what was the name of the Liz? Was it Liz?
Liz Taylor. Like the
she was amazing. Yeah. Like, this was
her story.
Hands down the best character in this
her
season.
Her story.
Overall, I think that Hotel was kind of strange, at least typically.
Yeah, I didn't like Hotel that much because, like, it was kind of all over the place.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as they introduced the vampires, I was like...
I'm biased. Vampires, I tolerate because of the vampires.
Yeah, okay.
But, like, usually I just... thought it didn't really have a substantial storyline this season.
Yeah.
It was
kind of
superficial.
Random to put the vampires in there.
No, they could have made it interesting.
Yeah.
Like, with the vampire that was trapped in one of the rooms. And especially because I think this was the second season after Freak Show that they made references to past seasons. So, like, the one with the writer, showmaker from season 1, Sarah Paulson's character. So that was interesting. But in total, the whole season was, as you said, a little bit over the place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really weird. I don't remember a lot, to be honest, from Hotel.
Only Liz.
Only that it took place in L.A., present day.
Hotel Cortez.
Cortez. It was inspired by the real-life hotel... something else in LA, the haunted hotel.
So, moving to the sixth one. If there is nothing specific for the fifth one.
How does this season 5 rank the hotel?
Definitely
not as good as the previous seasons.
No, definitely not. I think up until now it's the weakest one.
Yeah. So season 6.
One of my absolute favorites.
Really, Roanoke. Okay, disclaimer: I haven't seen all the episodes. But I know the storyline.
Good.
And the characters, because I've seen the majority of them. So if I forget something, then you just correct me, okay?
Yeah, all right. In season 6, it was with the last colony from Roanoke.
Roanoke or Roanoke?
Roanoke.
Roanoke?
No, Roanoke.
Roanoke.
Roanoke, I think. Yeah. But we followed the storyline, and then we see that a lot of references back to the first season, because it was also with sort of ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
So we have this family that moves in into this house that we know that something bad happened there. And then
and the whole land is kind of haunted with
cursed,
the lost colony of Roanoke.
Yeah.
It was, okay, they first started off kind of as a documentary kind of storytelling.
Yeah.
Which was really, like, threw me off.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah.
But I kind of liked it.
I felt very dumb, to be honest, and for that point specifically, because I didn't really catch that this was played by actors as a mm-hmm. documentary, and that you had, on the other hand, the actual survivors from of the story.
Yeah.
So I was really shocked when they revealed that this was a whole, like, setup thing. I was like, what the fuck? Because they didn't really catch that in the beginning. I was like, what? And then when I went on earlier to rewatch the season, and I was, like, thinking, dude, that's literally the first thing that they're saying. Like, how can you not catch it? But actually, this is, I think, one of the main reasons why I like the season that much, just because I didn't understand it from the beginning.
I don't know. What did season six do, actually, for storyline-wise?
For storyline?
Like,
it just had a lot of gore. It was really dark. So if you ask me, I can compare it with Game of Thrones in terms of violence. I mean, obviously not that much. You didn't see...
Mm-hmm.
that much violence, but compared to previous season, it was really, there was a lot of bloodshed, so I really liked that, and especially because they didn't really hesitate killing off actually all of their characters, with the exception of two, so that was really
everyone
nice.
Dies. I don't have anything else really to add,
for this
but I don't know if it ranks higher than season five.
Oh, definitely. For
yeah,
me,
for
least,
you,
definitely.
I don't know, because I feel like it's also a lot of history, like flashbacks.
There was actually a missing colony in Roanoke,
that was true, but like they showed a lot of flashbacks as well.
And you see how people turn against each other and how they don't really get it that long away with each other, but like in the end, it was really interesting.
And comparing to iconic characters, like this season has the least amount of
the Butcher.
Iconic
the
characters.
Butcher. Come on, Kathy Bates. The Butcher,
that was
definitely.
The only one, but like no one else like stood out to me.
The character of Adina Porter.
She was a good actress.
And also we got to see Lady Gaga again. She was this ancient witch.
She was the witch.
And Thaisa, we saw Thaisa back in the, I think it was in the end of the sixth season when she got there, because like this, there was this fuss about the house. So we see a group of three people who decided to go and see for themselves what's going on, to make recording and upload it on YouTube or stuff. And then we see how she goes inside the house, but whoops,
I
she
totally
dies.
Don't remember that, but nice of you to mention that.
Well, yeah, I'm biased.
Okay,
one of the favorites.
Yeah. Okay, then we move on.
To Cult.
Season 7, Cult, about the American elections. So what do you have to add here? I don't also remember a lot from the season.
It was a very strange season, I think.
A lot of people like it, actually.
Yeah. But then again, also because like up until recently, I didn't know what was left wing and right wing, so I didn't really know that much about politics. I, of course, know that there was a lot of fuzz around the elections since 2016, but like other than that, I didn't really understand all of the implications that it had on society and why they decided to pick this.
It's the first thing they like kind of... coordinated with like real life.
Yeah.
Like, things that happen in real life.
So I didn't really get the whole notion behind it, that they wanted to make it so political.
Yeah.
I didn't really understand
it's
it.
It's also
much.
About clowns. A lot of clowns.
Yeah. Yeah. There's an actual phobia about that. But it was a very strange season just because of, not because of the clowns, but because of the whole connection to politics, because for me at least, I wasn't really familiar with it, so I was just like, okay, that's kind of different. Do we have place for politics in shows like that?
And we have Sarah Paulson playing the main character.
Yeah.
And she was definitely my least favorite of all her characters in that season. Like, people also called it, like, the season where Sarah Paulson's character cries every 5 seconds.
Yeah, she did. She did cry.
Which I couldn't agree more.
What I really liked about the season... I don't remember her name. She then made an appearance in the 8th season, and that there was this scene where she was like, can you imagine how stupid some people are and they still exert their votes to vote for a president? I can imagine myself voting for the Emmys, but for the presidential elections, I'm not that confident in my knowledge. So that was a really nice one, because it really related to her.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
I didn't know. No? Oh, come on. I'm actually going to look it up.
But yeah, season 7 was like also really weird story-wise.
Yeah, it had its downs, but apparently I had some friends who actually really liked it.
Mm-hmm.
And for them, it ranked as one of their most favorite seasons. But then again, like this it's actually only one person who told me that. But then she said that it was sort of, because on the personal level, there was some connections with the show that she really related to. So that's why she actually liked it that much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then okay, let's go to your favorite one.
Season 8?
Yeah. Isn't it?
It's not my favorite.
No?
But it's a good season in my opinion, contrary to what other people think. What do you think?
About season 8?
It's a
good season.
It's a crossover season, by the way.
Well, for me, like, it really began, like, with this big promise that it's going to deliver, because it's going to bring, because first of all, it's the crossover. And, like, I didn't really like Coven. Yeah, I didn't really like Coven, but I really liked Murder House. So I was like, okay, I didn't hate Coven. I was just, like, neutral towards it. So, like, having that, I was pretty much fine. And then in the beginning, it really started with this big bang. Oh, my God, it's going to be so interesting. Mm-hmm. And then there was this announcement that Jessica Lange is coming back. So what I really expected was to be huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it didn't deliver that much. But it was iconic, the return of the characters of Murder House and Coven.
Yeah.
So basically, it deals with the Antichrist that we see that is born at the end of Murder House, right? Like, we didn't get introduced to the characters of Coven or any characters.
No, but that's why it was interesting.
Until, like, the fourth episode or something.
Exactly.
Really late.
I mean, you literally saw almost every character from the third and the first
and then we
season.
See them die in the last episode all
this,
over
like,
again.
This is what I actually did not like that much, because, like, you should really try to satisfy your fandom, but not to the extent that you are just throwing characters for the sake of bringing them back, and because they didn't really add to the storyline in any way. Because, for instance, they had Angela Bassett's character in the 8th season, but she was literally killed within the first or second minute that she appeared.
Her return was also iconic. At the end, the last episode.
Yeah, but, like, it was iconic, but it was so fast.
Yeah.
And she died so quickly that you were just like, okay, so I saw her, but what was the point of her appearance? I mean, if you're going to bring her back,
that's
give
American
her
Horror Story for you.
Yeah, but, like, give her some story. I don't know. So in that sense, it was overcrowded.
So basically, we also go through a lot of flashbacks, what happened before the apocalypse began, which was the most interesting to me. Also with the male witch school.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was, like, a witch school for male students, which was also really interesting to see. The thing, like, so they mentioned a fact which I found really interesting and I had to Google.
Which one?
So basically, like, the Supreme, like, every Supreme has been a woman.
Yeah.
But then men can be powerful witches because of testosterone. And I was like, wait, what? I have to Google this, because this, like, I heard something similar about, like...
And the 8th season was not that interesting to begin with, at least in my opinion.
I mean, I like the 8th season, but just because of the characters.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
1984? Season 9? Yeah.
The most recent season?
Exactly, and my favorite one.
Your favorite one?
Absolutely.
Wasn't season 6 your favorite?
It was one of my favorites, but it was not. Like, definitely, just because of the ending of season 9, that's why it really stood out for me, because it finally had a proper finale, a proper closure that really gave you the satisfaction.
I really like season 9, especially Emma Roberts.
Yeah, right?
I love every character that she plays, almost.
And it's fun. Have you seen Scream Queens?
No, I haven't. I've seen some clips, but I heard she's iconic there.
Yeah, but, like, the funny thing is, because she was there with Billy Lord.
Yeah.
So the roles there were reversed, and pretty much also, like, in American Horror Story in general, Emma Roberts was always, like, the bad girl, and then, like, Billy Lord, she's the good one, and then in the 9th season, you see them reverse. Like, she was actually being terrorized by Billy Lord.
So actually, Emma Roberts doesn't play the bitch in this season.
No.
For the first time, which was really, like... She needs to play more roles like this.
Yeah.
It's really cool. So 1984 takes place in the 80s. Camp. This
Redwood.
Camp.
Yeah.
I
was kind of skeptical about this season because it was the first one without Sarah Paulson.
Yeah, when I first saw the trailer, I was like, what is this?
Yeah, right. So in that sense, I was like, will they be able to deliver? Because we all know that the hotel, like, after Jessica Lange's departure was not that good. And then seeing a new season without my favorite. I was really skeptical about that one. But in the end, it turned out to be great.
Yeah.
Leslie Grossman was the name of the actress from the 7th season, Cult. that I wanted to talk to you about. In the ninth season, she was amazing. She was the head of the camp.
Oh, that bitch.
That bitch.
Oh, her. Okay. Yeah, she was the mastermind behind the murders.
Yeah.
It's also kind of a murder house kind of thing, the camp. If you die there, you stay there.
Yeah.
Your soul stays there.
But it was a really nice one. Margaret Booth, like, her character was iconic just because of how strong she was. And just because of all the blood that she was willing to spill just to get whatever she wanted to. She was really ruthless. So in that sense, it was nice. And just the whole closure that they had with Lily Rave's character, the mother of this
the flashback
of
was
Jingles.
Good, I also really like the fashion.
The fashion?
This season.
What was the fashion, though?
Like the 80s fashion, you know? Like the big hair, the denim. I love it.
And they really made really cool references to the slasher movies.
Especially
in the beginning, you know, with the
slasher movies.
Gas station, with everything going to camp. And then there was this guy who was warning you, don't go there, you're gonna die.
I really like the acting, especially the beginning with, you know, the group.
It wasn't really just
I also like the storyline.
Character.
At least it went somewhere. And had kind of a satisfying ending.
Kinda. It was satisfying.
Yeah, it was.
So yeah, like, I don't know for you, but like, if I have to rank the seasons, but as my personal ranking, right?
Yes, okay, of course.
Because I'm biased. Like, if, I don't think we're going to reach a consensus here.
So should we go through the same time, our rankings?
Yeah, go. Okay. So what's your first one?
So, like, we'll start at number 9.
No,
and
not
then we'll
like
go through
top
one.
3. I would say top 3.
Top 3?
Yeah. To make it more difficult.
That's hard.
Yeah. I can start. Okay. Definitely my number one spot is the 9th season, so 1984.
1984? Yeah. Okay.
What's yours?
My number one?
Yeah.
You already know what it is.
Coven?
Coven.
Coven.
Yes.
All right. Then we move to the
number
second spot.
Number one, Coven. Second spot?
Yeah.
Let's hear yours first, because I'm not sure about mine yet.
All right, well, mine is a tie, so it's between Roanoke and Asylum. I can really pick one or the other, because I really like both of them, really dark and gritty. So in that sense, I can really just pick one. I think you're going to pick Apocalypse. Is it?
My number two, Apocalypse? No, it's not. It's,
Shocker, guys.
It's a... Okay, so it's between 1984
Ooh,
and...
Improvement, all right.
It's between 1984 and Freakshow.
Freakshow, okay, fair enough. And the third spot, this time you'll go first. What's your third spot?
My third spot is then Murder House.
Ladies and gentlemen, we actually reached a consensus here because Murder House is also my third one. Woo!
But it's kind of not fair that I put 2 at number 2. So I guess Murder House is not technically on my list.
Which one?
Freak Show and 1984. So I think, okay, when I think about it, I think I'll put 1984 as the season 1984 as number 2.
So Freak Show, nope. Goes away.
And Freak Show, no, I think, so it's... It's between Freak Show and Murder House for the number 3.
Yeah, so he just ruined the moment. We don't have a consensus anymore. All right.
No, but it's, it's definitely better than all the other seasons.
So
I would gladly rank all the seasons, like, what's definitely last.
Well,
season
keep
7.
This in mind, then, your ranking of all 9 seasons, and tell me, is it gonna stand the chance of the test of time?
Like the whole show?
Yeah.
I think definitely.
Yeah.
It's like such, it's so iconic, the whole 2010s, you know. Maybe one season over the other.
Mm-hmm. And I think also, like, I agree with you, but I also believe just because it's going to go for quite some time in the future, because it just got renewed for 3 more seasons,
yeah.
And we still have the 10th season to come, so it's going to run up until the 2023.
Yeah, so what can we expect from the 10th season?
The 10th season?
It's
well,
also a crossover season, like... Characters are coming back.
Yeah, Sarah Paulson, guys. She's coming back.
So definitely something about witches again, I think.
Could be. I think Ryan Murphy said in one of his interviews that this is going to be the season where he's going to bring all the actors back who actually contributed to make the show what it is. So I guess we're going to see Jessica Lange again.
Yeah, so it definitely holds up.
And I think we're going to have another discussion, like, after 4 years or something, when it actually does end.
Which is also
in the topic for next week, to tease it a little bit, The Vampire Diaries.
Next week.
Next month, you mean?
Sort of.
This whole podcast takes a week to edit.
So thanks for listening and for being part of our...
What? Don't look at me. Look at the mic.
Thank you guys for listening to...
To our
first podcast together.
Yes,
this is my first time with Plemen, and it was a pleasure.
Same goes here, and hopefully you weren't bored that much so that you would, tune back in and watch the rest of the shows that we're going to discuss.
No, I wasn't.
Especially because, I'm biased here. The next one, Vampire Diaries, my ultimate favorite one, so please just listen.